SHU fight song, Inside the Cave, Ian Wendt, Andrew Morton. We're here till 9 talking all things sports. Well, let's be honest, mostly football. We did squeeze baseball in there with the Tigers, but look.
It's football season.
It's officially football season. High school started last night, continues tonight. We got D1 college around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We have NAIA football with Siena Heights and
D3
football with Adrian College. We're going to do a bit of a preview breakdown kind of what our local teams are looking like. And we're going to go with SHU first as the Saints head into this 2021 season. Coach's poll picked 5th behind Marion, Concordia, St. Francis, and Indiana Wesleyan. Then you have Siena Heights, Lawrence Tech, Taylor, and Madonna.
Yes.
I think it's the league is split. I think it's those 5 teams and then those 3.
Yeah.
And I think there's a big gap between whoever you put at 5 and one of those last 3.
Yeah. Definitely like a big split of talent wise and then like the performance wise.
So Siena Heights, I think 5 is motivational tool. I don't think they're the 5th best team in the league.
It's a preseason poll going off of the spring when they only played 4 games. So it's like, yeah, it's hard to judge that because you got a lot of seniors coming back. You're returning a lot of your starters, which is a very good situation to have.
It is. And it's not a surprise, in my opinion. I think coaches put Siena at 5th because they're offensively challenged. And that's been the case really since I've been covering the college football here is Siena's going to give up like maybe 7 points. To 10 points a game.
Maybe score 3.
But they're going to score 3. Or they're going to score 7 and break your heart type of thing. And I know the coaches know this, and I know the players know it, but
the defense is very good.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
It's one of the best in the country.
Yes.
And it just continues to be. And I think, you know, we could go back and look at the stats, but it's like, okay, if the defense scores, Siena's going to win.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
If the defense is actually able to score a touchdown, yeah, yes, they're probably winning the game.
Because that's all they need. They're like, okay, cool. We got our 6. Let's hold them to 3 or shut them out,
yep,
which they can do. So the question is, how do you get the offense going? I mean, you got Tyler Necht, who is back. We'll see if he's the starter. He's been the starter the majority of his career there. Is it him? Is it the running game? Is it the receiving core? What do you think? How do you fix it?
I mean, personally, I think it all starts at that O-line.
Do you?
Bias there. But, yeah. But no, I think it does really start at the O-line because when you look at it, you're not doing anything if you don't have a good line and aren't getting the blocks. And I think the run game can be really decent this year with the O-line. But, you know, there are good receivers at Siena. They're really deep at receiver, actually. They have, like, probably 5 or 6 good guys that can all be out there. But I truly think it all starts with that O-line being good and being able to give the QB time and give the running back holes.
So looking at that line, I'm looking at a roster for this would be last year.
Yep.
I'm seeing a lot of freshmen or redshirt freshmen. I see a couple sophomores and redshirt sophomore and a junior. So based on my math, there's 1 senior on the line.
Yeah.
The rest are
Terciano, I think his name is. And he was a second team all conference last year.
Yeah. And
yep,
it's you know, a year of experience,
yeah,
under their belt. And you know, can they get it done? That like you said, I think that's the key.
It's
the most under talked position in probably all of sports. You know, talk shows will highlight, oh, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Or Tom Brady.
But it's
they're
like,
useless if they're laying on their back trying to throw a football.
And we saw that in the Super Bowl.
Mahomes looked human.
Yeah. When he didn't have an O-line because half of them were out.
Mm-hmm.
He looked, like you said, human. He looked like he couldn't do anything.
It was literally snap ball, run some direction.
Yeah, and we saw that with Stafford's career. He was scared running out of the pocket his whole career because the last 3 or 4 years, his O-line wasn't that good. And it's like everything starts with that O-line because you're not getting holes for the run game if they don't know what they're doing. And if they can't pass block, you're not getting a pass off either because you're going to have like 3 seconds and those routes need time to develop.
And if, you know, your O-line is struggling, that allows the defense to, and this is what Sienna does well on the other side.
Yeah.
If you can rush 4 or rush 3 and get pressure, that frees up the rest of your defense to cover the pass, basically.
Yeah.
Or to just fill gaps in the run game.
Yep.
So I think you're right. I think that's the number one key for Sienna to score points. I don't have any doubt that the defense will be in true Sienna form.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think they will be. They're going to continue as one of the top defenses, if not the top in the country, for NAIA.
And looking at the conference above them, in this preseason poll. And I would say third is probably where Sienna should be. I think Marion is pretty clear-cut number one, but they're going to get challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Concordia, they really came on last year and a little bit the year before, but I think they're kind of proving themselves as a contender.
Yeah.
Really good year last year, won the league, right?
Yeah.
Made the playoffs, made a pretty good run in the NAIA playoffs. And then I think that's where Sienna fits in, is that number three spot.
I mean, I'm biased.
I know.
I think me too.
And because we see it, right?
Yeah.
Well, you see it at a deeper level.
Honestly, I'm around it every single day. So it's like I see what's going on. I see that there's potential. I see this. But then it's like sometimes you got to look at the realistic part of it. You're going up against good teams. Like Marion's a good team. Concordia is a good team. But then you're like, we're a good team too. I think we have the talent. I think, you know, the offense has improved. I think the defense is still going to be playing at their highest level they can be. I think we're good, if not better than both those teams.
It's any given Saturday,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm sure Coach Cohn would say that is, look, we play our best football, we can beat Marion.
Yep.
If we play our best football, we'll beat Concordia. They've played great games against Concordia the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And looking at the points that they gave out here, it looks like there's basically three tiers to the Mideast League here. Marion, Concordia, they're up in the 40s.
Yep.
And then you have St. Francis with 33, Wesleyan with 32, Sienna 28.
Yep.
Same kind of grouping. And then the bottom three of Lawrence Tech and Taylor with 17, and Madonna with 7. Now, a couple of those are relatively new programs.
Yeah.
Taylor might be in year 2 or 3.
I thought they've been around for a decent while.
One of those teams.
Yeah, I think Lawrence Tech. I think Lawrence Tech is one of the newer ones.
One of those two. So we'll see if Sienna can make that jump. I mean, I'm telling you, they're going to compete with everyone. With the defense that they have, if they get a little support with the offense, I think Sienna will be just fine. I think fifth is kind of, you know, gives you that chip.
Yeah.
And Coach Cohn, I'm sure, is using that without saying it, right? He's not going to say, look, they think we're going to be fifth.
Yeah.
No, but it just impacts what you do every day.
And I mean, truly, like, especially the Coaches Bowl, they don't really matter. Games don't matter until you get into the season. So it's like, or standings don't matter until you get into the season. You actually play those games and, you know, you prove who those top teams are. because easily Marion or Concordia could drop that first game, and it's like you had them won, and they're already 0-1 there. So,
like to flip the script here, go to the other side of town, and that is the Adrian College Bulldogs, as they are headed up by head coach Jim Deere. They are also picked to finish fifth in their conference, the Michigan Intercollegiate Athletic Association. Number one is Albion. They are picked to win the conference for the second straight year. Hope, second place. Trine, third. Olivet, fourth. And Adrian rounding out the top five. Alma and Kalamazoo behind the Bulldogs. Do I think five is fair with AC? Again, you have a Bulldog over here, and you have someone working with Siena on that side. So do whatever you want with it. But we'll be honest. And on the air, I've been honest about the team. I know their shortcomings, and I know their strengths. I've watched them for, I think this will be year seven. Makes me feel old. But, you know, I don't think they're the fifth best team. And I'll tell you why. For years, after their conference championships, they were getting beat at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Their O-line struggled. Their D-line struggled. And the team was not what they used to be. You know, they had those dominant defenses of 2012 and 2014 when they won the conference.
Yep.
Haven't really seen it since. I think this year the strength of the team is at the line of scrimmage. They are very experienced on the offensive line and on the defensive line. These guys that had to play as freshmen are now juniors.
Yeah, now have some seniors. Experience behind them. So,
and, you know, they've got their butt kicked some games. And now they're starting to make the other team eat the pizza.
Yep.
To stick with the pizza theme today. I know what I'm eating for lunch. It's kind of
it's gonna be pizza
a given
today.
At this point. Does Ian really want pizza? Why does he keep talking about it? But that's kind of where I'm at is, yes, we've had fantastic playmakers on the edge. You know, we've had the Henry Wilsons. We've had some really good players on the edge. And I think this year they need to replace a lot at the receiver spot, but they're set on that offensive line. And they have a quarterback in Jack Werzer who is like all conference.
Yeah.
And I think that's being overlooked is, okay, they did lose a lot. Absolutely. But like we talked about with Siena, if you can block it,
you have a chance.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. And with, like I said, with Siena, you got a lot of guys coming back that have had that experience now that are now you're throwing back into the fire and you're saying, okay, you've been here. Now do it on a higher level. Win these games.
Yes. And they've played spoiler before. Olivet looking for a conference championship the last couple of years. We go beat him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had comebacks and in games that we looked like we were down and out, come back and win. Have we lost games in tough ways? Yeah. I mean, last year, there's no easy way to put it. Albion kind of took it to us and trying right at the end ran away with the football game.
Yeah.
But if you ask Coach Deere, do we have a chance in those games? He'd say, absolutely. You know, trying was a pretty close football game until the end. You know, it ended on a pick six last play. Bulldogs driving to tie or win the game. Throw a pick, game over.
Yeah.
Albion kept it close for a little bit, and then Albion just took over from there.
Yep.
It's obviously a different year. Less, I want to say less restrictions. You know, less COVID to think about, more football to think about. And that's going to benefit, I think, every team out there, not just Adrian College.
Yeah, definitely.
Coming up on the season. So do I think fifth is a good spot? Again, I don't think so. I think they're being overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
I think they at least are looking at fourth.
Fourth?
Because I think they've been able to beat Olivet relatively consistently.
Yeah.
Or they have the ability to. Albion, I think, is on another level right now. I think they are clear-cut favorites to win this thing. Hope at number two, I don't know. The last time they didn't play at all last year.
Yeah.
They opted out of the whole thing. So they didn't even play in the spring.
But you got to think about it, they're probably practicing still.
Yes.
So.
They had a lot of seniors graduate the year before.
Yeah.
So if 2020 were a regular type season, I think they would have taken a step back.
But now,
just due to their inexperience.
Yeah, now with them. And that this could also be hurting them. They are going to have, you know, second-year guys. Probably, you know, most of them probably took red shirts as freshmen, not playing at all. So you're going to have redshirt freshmen that a year off of hitting, like hitting another person.
Yes.
And this year could be their step-back year. So
it could be. I don't think Trine is going anywhere. I think they
kind of solidified
to
themselves.
Be in that top three conversation. Yeah. I would flip Hope with Trine. I would put Trine at two, and I'd put Hope at three.
Yeah,
you can't really knock them because they haven't really lost.
Yeah,
they won the conference in 2019.
That's what I was gonna say. That they probably put them so high because it's like they were good when they played. We can't judge them off of not playing last year, and that we can't judge them off of losing their seniors because we don't know what the guys they brought in and the guys now that are, you know, a year, almost 2 years out from that championship. It's like we don't know what they were.
Right. So to me, I think here's my vote. I would go Albion, Trine, Hope, Adrian at four, Olivet, and then Alma, Kalamazoo.
That's fair.
Will KZU upset someone this year?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so. It's not a surprise. We've been shocked by the Hornets before.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be sneaky. We'll see what the Bulldogs can do. Last year, 3-4 overall, 2-2 in the conference. The season kicks off not this Saturday, but next. Adrian will be at home taking on Heidelberg at 6 p.m., late kickoff for me, so I'll be working kind of late. Siena Heights gets their season going. They will be, let me grab that schedule here. Andrew probably knows.
Yeah.
Olivet Nazarene
on the road say
Saturday. That game will be on the Cave. Chris Renwick on the call for Siena Heights.
And I'll be at that game too.
Oh, they're taking you on the road?
Yes, they are.
Nice. Enjoy.
I will.
Should be cool. Crossover game for the Saints.
I'll give you guys updates.
Thanks. Text 1 o'clock Central Time for SHU. On the other side of the break, let's see what's on our schedule. I know we've been talking football. Is there another segment?
Yeah, we got picks.
We could do on football? Picks.
Picks for this weekend.
We'll have to throw in some non-football picks.
And we will.
Just to keep
people
throwing
some bets
here.
There.
Yeah. All right. Inside the Cave here on 96.5. Ian Wendt, Andrew Morton.